I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado and Washington State are marking 5 years since voters approved legalized recreational marijuana. During that time, it's grown into a multi-billion dollar industry and has raised millions in state revenue for Colorado. Will Walston is president of Single Point, a publicly traded holding company that works with the cannabis industry. He says although it used to resemble the Wild West, a lot has changed over the past 5 years.
There was no really rules or regulations. People were trying to create them, and a lot of the times they weren't created yet, so you're asking the questions of, well, can we do this, can we do that? And nobody really had an answer, so it was like, well, let's try, and if we can't, then we need to figure out a way to go back and do it again.
Ralston says the industry still faces hurdles, for instance, a lack of access to banks because pot remains illegal at the federal level. Ralston says if the federal government doesn't make changes, other banking options could surface, such as Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. The city of Colorado Springs is wrapping up its second season of road work funded by ballot measure 2C. The measure, passed in 2015, created a temporary 5-year sales tax to fund road repairs. By close of operations for the season next week, the city says it will have paved nearly 250 lane miles this year, and as of the end of September, spent nearly $33 million on 2C projects in 2017. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.